Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker, broadcasting live from WBUR City Space. Well, it's an all-too-common sight in New England. Styrofoam dunking cups littering public areas. To many of us, this is annoying garbage, but to Corey Nolan, it's inspiration. He created a Dunkin' Styrofoam surfboard, and he and his board are with us here. Welcome to Radio Boston, Corey.
Thank you.
So how did this idea of taking a bunch of coffee cups from the garbage and turn them into a surfboard come to you?
So there's a company out of California called Visla. Each summer they put out a calling for people to make something for surfing out of garbage. I wanted to come up with a project that was iconic for New England, that also represented a large problem of waste and also was a good source of flotation. So ultimately I landed on the cups because they're certainly abundant around here.
Did you see them all over the place and think, that's it, eureka?
Yeah, I mean, you know, either people carrying them or you do see them in the street and they're in the trash. They're everywhere.
Okay, so you have this display in front of me here.
Yeah.
That's a lot of flattened pieces of styrofoam Dunkin' cups. Maybe, I don't know, what, 4 inches would you say by four inches thick? Maybe 5 inches long?
About 3 inches. That's 20 layers of... the vertical part of the cup cut into slices and adhered together with a bio-based epoxy. My wife helped me put the whole thing together in my garage. It took about 2 months to build.
2 months?
Yeah.
So did you just go around collecting cups everywhere? What did you do?
I did a bit. I collected about 1,000. The board itself contains about 700 in total. I collected about 25% of them myself. I also asked friends and family to save them for me, collect them for me, and they really turned out, and they gave me about 75% of what I needed.
And then you flattened them all like you did with this little piece that you're showing me here.
Yeah, that's a small piece of the large form, the large mold that I made. Is about 2,800 pieces all told, I had to do it in stages, working with epoxy as time... time-sensitive material.
And then seal it all and mold it, or what happens after that?
So essentially I made a surfboard blank. It's a rectangular shape that had the curvature of the board from nose to tail that you're looking for. Mm-hmm. And then after I had that full 3-inch by 2-foot by 6-foot piece, I cut it and shaped it with saws and sandpaper and planers and stuff like that to get it to its final form. And wrap the whole thing in fiberglass and epoxy resin like you would a normal surfboard.
I'm told we have some photos or some video of how this was created. And, oh, there we go. So I know our listening audience can't see this, but it's cutting a bunch of cups with a... What are you cutting that with, Corey?
Just a utility blade.
Just a utility blade, yep. Making them all sort of flat, cutting out the round circles on a wooden board here. And... that's how you, look at, and then you line them all up in epoxy and sort of looks like a big plastic rectangle.
Yeah, it's a big mold, yeah. I'm brushing each piece with epoxy there and laying them in the mold. The shape I made with each one was really helpful in making sure I filled all the voids. Huh.
And so can you actually surf on this surfboard?
Yes, absolutely.
You can.
It sits in my board rack as one of my... quiver. It's there and I choose to ride it.
It's not too heavy.
It's not, no.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
It's about twice as heavy as a board of normal construction, just because of all of the epoxy used to glue all the cups together. But when you're floating on it and you're riding it, you wouldn't know the difference.
So you heard about the contest. Mm-hmm. What happened? You win?
So the contest was, they asked for entries in August, and they had a gala that I was invited to with about 15 others, individuals internationally, in San Juan Capistrano, California. And they gave me second place prize for that.
Second place?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
What
Thank
does
you.
Second place get you?
A gift card and a nice bag full of swag and I had a lovely weekend in California and got to surf out there, and it was great.
That's nice. Yeah. But, you know, we did start at the top talking about Dunkin' cups littering everywhere, and it's a huge problem. And, you know, we did get a statement from Dunkin' Donuts that said that they commend you for your creative ingenuity, but also wanted to make sure that we point out that Dunkin' will replace its foam cup with a new double-walled paper cup. So that's
good.
That's the news from Dunkin'.
More recyclable.
Because there's an environmental message here as well.
Absolutely.
What's that?
Styrofoam is difficult to recycle. It's extremely light for the volume that it takes up and makes it difficult for people to want to do anything with it. You're limited in what you can remake with it. So we're really good at making items that are usable for a short term, often contaminated by food, than to just get thrown out. And people are unsure the lifespan of styrofoam. It was invented like 70 years ago, and all of that styrofoam is basically still around.
What's your next project? Do you have one?
I have a few things I'm working on. I'm definitely going to enter again this coming season, but I haven't nailed anything down, and I kind of want to hold off on announcing all that stuff.
Yeah, that's a top secret.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Corey Nolan, a surfer from Hampton Falls, New Hampshire, and the creator of the Dunkin' Styrofoam Surfboard. Thanks for being
with
us.
Thank you.